What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Existential Stoic Podcast. This is a quick fix number 36. Today, we're going to talk about being more accountable. So this is a short episode where Randy and I will offer just a few tips each on how to be more accountable. It's a short episode. And so, I'm Danny here with Randy. What's up, Randy?
What's up, Danny?
Hey. And so
when being accountable isn't enough, we're going to go over how to be more accountable.
Damn right. Right. How to be accountable and more so. Why do you think accountability matters?
Because it shows that you actually have responsibility for your life.
I think that's probably the most succinct way to say it, right? Is it actually demonstrates that you are responsible for yourself and that you take your life, seriously in a way, right? And take yourself seriously. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important.
All right. Before we get into it, though, we should talk about how we both don't like the whole accountability partner idea. Because I think this is really important. Like anywhere you go, any self-help blog, anything like that, they're always like, get an accountability partner, post it on Facebook, let everybody know what you're doing. And I can't stand that because it's basically just virtue signaling and it never works. Or rarely
it is.
Works.
Well, and it's funny, too. It's like, it's funny because like the times where I think I've inadvertently done it, it's like it's not to signal to anyone else. It's to work with another person on a common goal. It's not to post anything about it. It's not to make any claims about it. It's just to work on yourself, but have somebody else participating with you in a basically, and it keeps you motivated. It's like going to the gym and working out with someone, but you're not doing it to virtue signal. It's just to help you keep going. And I think that's the problem is like all these things get used in the wrong way, right? And it totally messes it up and they just become these like catchphrases or these like, cliched ideas of how to sort of just, do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that saying where like, if you want to tell somebody you're going to do something, show them first and then tell them, really.
So yeah, the virtue signal is terrible anymore anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. So we each got three. I'm going to start. So, the first one, I can't remember where I heard this. It might have been from, a video or something, but it was develop the habit of being on time. And, this, I think it's so commonsensical that it's easy to forget. But, if you're not on time, if you don't hold yourself to being on time to the commitments you make, you're really not taking accountability for any. You're not holding yourself accountable for anything, right? You treat all those sort of like agreements or those promises or those, commitments as sort of up in the air. So I think this is a great place to start to take yourself to be more accountable is to start really focusing on being on time to the things you commit to.
And it's like, it's very much an easy thing to do. And it shows respect for other people. It shows that you're professional. It shows that you're responsible. But like so many people are lackadaisical with it. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I have a time fetish. Like literally, a time to be there means that I'm going to be there at that time. And I expect the other person, if they say they're going to be there at a time, to be there at a time. So I realize I have my own issues about that. But it's like leading a responsible, professional life, being on time. It's simple to do. And it's something that says so much.
Well, it does say so much. And what kills me, too, is like this day and age, too. If you are going to be late for some reason, there is no excuse not to contact the person ahead of time and let them know immediately. Because you have cell phones, you have text messages. I mean, there's so many ways to communicate that it's like, there's no excuse. And I can't stand when people are, do that because it just really does show a lack of respect, both for themselves and for others. And it's like, no, it's terrible. Anyway, so that's, develop that habit.
Yeah, bingo. So my first one is being more accountable. Take responsibility for everything.
I like this.
Literally everything. And so many people were like, but it wasn't my fault. They did that. And, it's not me. It's them. It's like, okay, I know it's hard. I know you haven't done it before in your life. Try taking responsibility for everything. Like, even if it was something that somebody else did, well, there's some reason you were in that situation and take responsibility for your being in that situation. And once you start doing that, you realize you have so much more agency in life. And you can actually be accountable for stuff because you're like, oh, this is how that saying it takes two to tango, like literally everything in life you're involved in. Like, for instance, like, let's say you're always in relationships that end poorly, or let's say, you never have any money. And it's like, well, look at the common denominator in all of that. It's you.
You.
And if you're not being responsible for it, it's going to continue happening.
You know, the first thing I thought when you said that was Sartre's idea of radical freedom and radical responsibility, right? You know, that we are free to do whatever we want. But with that comes this great responsibility of being responsible for literally everything. Our lives are our responsibility. No one else can live it. No one else can do it for us. It's on us to make it different, to change. You know, it's like Gandhi said, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. But that starts with being responsible, being accountable. I really like that one. All right. My second one is know what you expect from yourself and what you are willing to do. And I think this is important because I think a lot of times when we're struggling with accountability and struggling to hold ourselves accountable, we also don't really know what we honestly expect from ourselves. And so when our expectations are all over the place, we don't have a clear idea of, you know, what does it mean to meet this commitment? What does it mean to, you know, actually do this thing that I said I'm going to do?
Yeah, that's a good one because it gives you that direction and you get to know where you're going. That one I'm going to come back. I'll give that one now. So in the same vein as knowing the direction you're going, I have, for being more accountable, start setting goals for yourself and actually achieving them. And this is the important part. It's a two-part process. You need to set the goals and then you need to achieve them. So in the beginning, use it like a snowball type of thing, where in the beginning, you're going to set yourself very realistic, very easy goals that you know you can achieve. So that way you start building up the momentum so you can achieve more consequential goals. Most people, they do it backwards. They're like, this year, I'm going to make $1 million. And they set a big checkbox on January 1st, and then they forget about it January 3rd, and that's it. Whereas instead, you just be like, okay, you know, like, today I'm going to smoke, you know, 5 less cigarettes, or today I'm going to have 1 less drink, or whatever it is. You know, it's these little things that compound upon themselves and they're easy to check off in the beginning. And that way you can start building up those successes to help you live that life in the direction that you want.
I really like that one too, because it's also about, you know, it's like those little goals and those little achievements also show you that you can be accountable. They also show you that you have this agency. And by doing those little things, you're right, they snowball and it just makes it, you're more likely to do these larger commitments and achieve these larger things over time. And it's a really great exercise. Yeah, I really like that.
Because you know, you become the type of person who completes goals that they set.
Exactly.
The important thing. It's not the goals that are important. It's you actually, once you start setting goals and achieving them, you become the type of person who sets a goal and achieves it. That's pretty awesome.
It is. And I think that's what people forget so often, is it's not necessarily the thing that you're doing, or it's not necessarily the end you're trying to achieve or the goal you're trying to achieve. It's the sort of practice that you're participating in. It's the habit you're forming in doing it. That's what matters, because that's really what makes you that type of person. And that's what's important. You know, I like that one. Yeah, a lot. My last one is, you know, learn to say yes and no. I think a lot of people struggle with accountability when they say yes to everyone and yes to everything. You know, it's when we say no, we make our yes valuable. We're really affirming our agency by saying no to things. And I think this is also crucial. And it goes with knowing what you can expect from yourself and, you know, knowing your sort of what you want to do and what you're capable of. Yeah.
Dude, that's such an important one. I think it was like a slope that just appeared out of nowhere once somebody invited you to stuff and you had yes, maybe, and no. Because all of a sudden it went from yes or no and people clearly knowing yes and no to all of a sudden everybody ticking maybe, which meant whatever I feel like at that moment. And it totally weakened all of society once we became these like wishy-washy, I don't know, we'll see.
No, life happens. We'll see what happens that day. It's like that kind of shit every time.
Exactly. So my last one is write down your accounts. So being accountable goes back to accounting, writing down accounts. And this is like, you know, there's that saying, what gets measured gets managed. And it's a saying, and it's kind of true. Like if you've never tried it, something that you really want to, like, if you want to get your finances under control, write down every dollar you spend and every dollar that comes into your life. And it will change your life. Like literally, I know so many super wealthy people who all that they did was they tracked their accounts every day, their financial accounts. They tracked them every day. So they knew every dollar that was coming in, every dollar that was going out. And they started to see, oh, there's that subscription that I'm not using. I should probably delete that. Oh, wow, I'm spending a lot of money on this little area of life and I don't get that much enjoyment. Maybe I should stop that. And then they're like, oh, that money was really easy to earn. Maybe I can try and get more of that. And all of a sudden you start kind of tailoring your life to create more wealth. But it can be done in any area of your life, not just in finances. So like, let's say with eating, let's say you're overweight, track everything that you eat. And really any area that's important to you, if you track it, you become accountable for it. And then you can make the changes you need to make.
Yeah, I really like that one, because really it is practicing being accountable, being aware of what you're doing, being aware of what you're doing with your life, with your time, becoming more aware of that, and then empowering yourself to make changes because of that awareness. And it starts with that awareness. If you don't know, if you don't know what subscriptions you have, if you don't know how much they cost, you have no fucking clue, you know, what's going on. I mean, that's just how it is, right? If you have no idea how many calories you're eating a day, you just don't know. So there's no real starting point. It's like, and I think that's the issue. I like that one a lot. That was a good one. So this quick fix 36, right? Everybody should be more accountable now. They should take, responsibility for themselves all the time after listening to this. Hopefully it helps. Did you want to add anything else? We're good, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all going to be more accountable, not just accountable. We're all going to be more accountable now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We are going to be more accountable. Damn it. Yeah. So I hope you guys like the episode. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Please click notifications, like, subscribe. It helps us out. Share. It's really good, both for us and for you. We'll be back later this week with another full-length episode. Until then, though, later, Randy.
Later, Danny.